Good evening, Dennis. Thank you for joining us here after the victory this evening against Gainsborough Trinity in the FA Trophy first qualifying round replay. So, Dennis, you finally have a win in a game that you've been in charge of.
Yeah, if you count the two cup matches we've won when I haven't been there. Yeah, look, it's all about progression. You know, if you make strides within your team and the group you're working with, then you're going to start winning football matches at some stage. So you obviously win it sooner rather than later. But, you know, we've had a couple of draws. The performances in the last three games has been excellent, with the two draws with Kettering and away at Gainsborough. And tonight, you know, we've showed more promise because we've been a bit clinical. I thought, you know, in the last three or four games, if we'd have been clinical, you know, we'd have won the Redditch game. Thought we should have been out of sight after in the Redditch game. So it was just, the pleasing thing tonight was we took our chances when they came along. We obviously had a few more, but, you know, to take our chances, because all three goals had quality in the goals. You know, Tyrell's finished late, his last minute finish, and he's taken on the outside and the cross shot. You know, they're really good finishes. So that's clinical for me. So that was really pleasing.
Well, I'm sure there were many things that pleased you about the performance tonight, but what pleased you the most?
I think, again, you know, we're looking solid. You know, that the boys are getting a bit of a spirit now going in the dressing room. When you stop losing football matches, the spirit starts coming. You start showing a little bit more endeavour. We started that at Kettering, and I think it's improved in every game. And, you know, to see the two boys, you know, Tyrell and Lightyear are just their little nuggets at the moment, and they're the two that are just opening people up and showing a bit of composure and going past people. So, and everyone else now is buying into that, and they're working behind them, so they're winning balls, getting them to our outlet. So, you know, those two have really pleased me. I mean, you know, because obviously I disciplined Tyrell and sent him off, both of them off to 21s, and they've come back and showed great character and great attitude. I'm absolutely delighted for the pair of them.
Well, you certainly seem to have got a response from both Tyrell Waite and Chris Late. And arguably, they're our two best players, as you said, actually, post-match on Saturday away at Gainsborough. And then, again, they've proved it this evening, as you've said. But, you know, overall, is it fair to say that the best team has won over the course of the two games?
I think so. I thought, you know, we more than deserved our draw on Saturday. I think it'd been harsh if we'd have lost on Saturday, but Saturday was probably a little bit more of a tighter affair. But I thought, in most parts tonight, we pretty much had the better of it first and second half. I mean, we see it through quite comfortable. I can only, Jazz only had a couple of saves to make. They had one or two scary moments in the first half, the ball at the back stick where he couldn't quite get there. But overall, I thought, yeah, we was probably slightly the better team over the two games. So I think we deserve to get through, albeit they had a slightly weaker team tonight through. They got a couple of knocks on Saturday with their defenders, so that helped us out a little bit. But I was just saying to the last guys, you know, we've got five people out injured at the moment as well. We had three midfielders out injured on Saturday as well as two defenders. So at this stage of the season, most teams have got five or so players out injured. So that's just par for the course.
Of course, yeah. So it's on to league action on Saturday now, and an opportunity to get your first league win.
I'm itching for one.
Sorry?
I'm itching for one.
With the visit of Hitchin Town, of course. Sorry about that. Good pun. Going on to the injury front, you just mentioned there about having a few injuries out. Are there any fresh injury concerns from this evening?
No, only Paul. We took Paul off as a precaution, Greeny. You know, he's out for a week or so, a few weeks back with hamstrings. He set the queue in at half-time. They were a bit tight. So we took him off after an hour as a bit of a precaution. And yeah, and then at the end, when there's only 10 minutes to go, just a couple of little tactical substitutions just to try and help us see the game out, bringing Tristan on, who could carry the ball and give us an outlet. And then putting young Keegan in for his debut just to close the gaps at the back and make sure we see it through, and keeping a clean sheet. So only the one injury, or maybe a slight injury to Paul, but I'm sure it's nothing serious.
And in terms of the lads that are currently out injured, likes of Charlie Shaw, Reece Sharp, could you give us a bit more information on them, when they're likely to be back?
Charlie should be about 3 weeks. Clem's just been away on a family holiday. Regan and Reece, Regan I think is out for about, or Reese is out for about 4 months and Regan's out for about 3 weeks. So one of them's starting to now recover on the way back. They're both had MRI scans. I think that's about it, apart from Paul Green. Verms was. Oh, Cameron Johnson had the concussion from Saturday, so he should be back hopefully Saturday.
Yeah, it looked sickening with on Saturday with Cam Johnson. He was out of it completely. I'm surprised he carried on, actually, but Kieran gave him the okay, but of course then he later had to come off. So how's he been this week?
Yeah, he just said he's been fine, but he's just got, a bump on his head and a bit sore. So he's more concerned about, if he goes and heads the ball and, when he presses it, it hurts. But I said, love all your edits because you've got a pimple on the end of your finger. But, it's only going to be a minor thing and he'll be okay for Saturday.
Great to hear. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time this evening, Dennis, and congratulations on the win.
Top man, mate. Thank you.